when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Good evening. You're listening to WMUC Radio News' weekly roundup for May 4th, 2026. On WMUC FM College Park, I'm Alex Taylor.
And I'm Dior. Tonight we'll hear about the British monarch's visit to the U.S., the local effects of the ongoing war on Iran, and more.
But first, the U.S. Supreme Court today restored access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The order, signed by Justice Samuel Alito, blocks an earlier decision made by an appeals court that ruled the drug could not be mailed to patients. According to the Guttmacher Institute, medicated abortions account for more than half of the abortions given in the United States. The order, which is effective for 1 week, will give the court more time to consider the issue.
Last week, King Charles III made a four-day state visit to the United States to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. declaring independence from Great Britain. It marked the first state visit by a British monarch since 2007, when President George W. Bush hosted Queen Elizabeth II. During his visit, the King addressed a joint meeting of Congress, delivering a speech on diplomacy and the importance of alliances. He and his wife, Queen Camilla, also attended an official state dinner at the White House, honoring the historic and strategic partnership between the U.S. and the U.K. The guest list for the dinner included government leaders like Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, as well as business moguls like Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Apple's chief executive Tim Cook.
As the United States and Israel's war with Iran continues, the effects are still being felt here in Prince George's County. Since the start of the war in February, the U.S. has seen a steep rise in fuel prices. According to AAA, before the war started, fuel in the state of Maryland averaged around $2.95 a gallon for regular grade fuel. The current average price for regular grade fuel in Maryland has hit $4.26 a gallon. But fuel prices are not the only thing being hit with high costs. While testifying at a House Armed Services Committee hearing on Wednesday, Pentagon Comptroller Jules Hurst said the excursion has cost the U.S. $25 billion. Following the hearing, U.S. Senator from Delaware Chris Coons disputed the claim, saying the Pentagon's figure does not represent the total cost of the war.
Now it's time for the Terps sports recap. The three-seeded men's lacrosse team lost in the Big Ten tournament semifinals to Penn State on Thursday. That means Coach John Tillman's team finished just 7-6 in a year where it ranked number one in the preseason polls. The loss put Maryland on the NCAA tournament bubble. Despite the Terps' top-ranked strength of schedule and major upsets in other conference tournaments, UMD was left out of the dance for the first time since 2002. It's the first time Maryland has missed the national tournament under Coach Tillman. Coming off back-to-back national championship losses, this was supposed to be the year where Maryland broke through and delivered the team's first national title since 2022. Instead, the 2026 season became one of the biggest disappointments in program history.
The women's lacrosse team heard its name called as an at-large team for the NCAA tournament field Sunday night, earning the number 3 overall seed and the right to host in the first couple of rounds of the NCAA tournament. The tournament berth marks Maryland's 36th consecutive year in the national title bracket. It also means that the Terps are still perfect in making the dance under head coach Kathy Reese, who's coached UMD since 2007. Maryland earned a first-round bye and will play the winner of Friday night's matchup between Princeton and Rutgers on Sunday at CQ Stadium.
The Terps baseball team suffered a sweep at the hands of Michigan over the weekend, delivering a major blow to Maryland's chances of making the Big Ten tournament. The Terps lost a pitcher's duel in extra innings Friday, got blown out in a run rule loss Saturday, then closed out the series with a blown ninth-inning lead to the Wolverines on Sunday. The trio of losses drops Maryland to 6-18 in conference play and 16th in the Big Ten. Maryland now sits 3 games behind Rutgers for the 12th and final slot in the conference tournament. Luckily for the Terps, they travel to Piscataway for a 3-game series with the Scarlet Knights this weekend and close out their conference schedule with a home series against last place Penn State in 2 weeks. While the odds are slim, UMD still controls its own destiny if it can string together enough wins in its final 6 conference games of 2026. That concludes the Terps Sports Recap.
And that's it for your weekly roundup. I'm Alex Taylor.
And I'm Dior. You're listening to WMUC 90.5, where college radio is good radio. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WUMC Radio News and like us on Facebook. The show was directed by Elizabeth Polo, produced by Alex Taylor, Alicia Colgrove, Ryan J. Ross, Emma Levine, and our senior producer, Rianne Evans. Contributors to this week's show include Alex Taylor, Kate Heiderman, and our lead sports writer, Andy Parr. Thanks for tuning in this semester. We'll see you in the fall.
You'd fall. seem to understand. A shame, you seemed an honest man, and all the fears you hold so dear will turn to whisper in your ear. And you know what they say might hurt you, and you know that it means so much, and you don't even feel a thing. I am falling, I am fading, I have lost it all. And you don't seem the lying kind, a shame that I can read your mind. And all the things that I read there can dull that smile that we both shared. And you know I don't mean to hurt you, but you know that it means so much, and you don't even feel a thing. I am falling, I am fading, I am drowning. Help me to breathe. I am hurting, I have lost it all, I am losing. Help me to breathe.
Do you remember all the things that you said to me that came out of his mouth fortnightly? But I'm so used to saying I'm fine. And then something that you did to hurt me last year comes to me despite those times. One day I just wanna hear you say I like you. What's stopping you? What's stopping you? What's stopping you? What's stopping you? Wish I could go back to lying beside you on the bed. I lied to you, pick it up. I lie here thinking about every bad mistake I made. I lied to you, pick it up. That makes it easy saying I'm fine. And then something that you did to hurt me last year comes to me this time. One day I just wanna hear you say I like you. What's stopping you?
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire.
It is 5:28 and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio. That was my current song, Fixation, I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. I'm WMUC news producer Carrie alongside Kira, Dior, and Anna. This week, our speakers will be sharing all kinds of glam and drama.
All right, so first we're going to get into the Met Gala. So tonight at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, stars will gather for the 2026 Met Gala. The event is held every year on the first Monday of May and serves as both a fundraiser and fashion spectacle. Each year, the event has a theme that relates to the exhibition being revealed at the MoMA. This year, the exhibit is costume art, and the dress code for the event is Fashion is Art. The exhibit, which will run from May 10th to January 10th of next year, explores, quote, the centrality of the dressed body. Costumes will be shown alongside of paintings, sculptures, and other objects. This year's gala is co-chaired by Anna Wintour, Beyoncé, Nicole Kidman, and Venus Williams. Lead sponsors Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez Bezos will also serve as honorary co-chairs. While the guest list is usually kept secret before the event, the gala has a host committee of celebs you can expect to see on the carpet. Doja Cat, Misty Copeland, and Sabrina Carpenter and Zoe Kravitz are a notable few. There have also been confirmed correspondents for the red carpet, including Emma Chamberlain and Cara Delevingne. Celebrities will start strutting down the red carpet starting at 6 p.m., and the event will be live-streamed by Vogue. So my first question for you guys is, do you have a favorite iconic Met Gala look or theme?
I love to see how the musicians show up, and some of my favorite looks have been worn by Rihanna. I loved when she wore, and I don't know which year this was, but she wore a dress made entirely out of men's suit coats. And including one, it looked like it was tied around her waist under her pregnant belly. But I was also fond of Andre 3000 wearing a piano one year. So, and pretty much anything Janelle Monáe wears. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the musicians wear.
Definitely.
My favorite Met look is probably Zendaya's Cinderella when the lights came on. I feel like that was so beautiful.
No, I definitely agree. I think for me, and she probably won't be there this year, but some of my favorites have come from Blake Lively. I loved the Heavenly Bodies one, like the maroon dress. I also loved the Statue of Liberty-esque one where she like had the copper and then took it off and it was like the green. So I've definitely missed seeing her on the carpet recently because I know she's definitely toned down her attendance in the past few years. All right, so then my next question is there anyone you're hoping to see on the red carpet tonight?
I would love to see fashions from Alexander McQueen. I don't know if there'll be anything from him tonight, but I'm always interested to see what that studio produces. Any particular celebrities? No, I think the big story is going to be who doesn't show up tonight.
No, definitely, I agree. I would say, for me, it would be a shock if Blake Lively showed up. I would love to see anything that she wears. Also, I've heard, like, one of the guys from Heated Rivalry might be there, and I always love to see when, like, new men come on the carpet, because you never know if they're going to go with the basic suit or, like, really go crazy. So I love to see that. But yes, very excited. Now it's time for a music break. Here's song Charlie's Garden by Joe.
Waking up, it's a fat back shank of the day. What to do? Take a cup, drink the sleepy away. Pennies up, hear the paw scratch the back of the door. The sun is out, take a break, don't know what it's from.
Like Kira said, the Met Gala is today, and the drama started before anyone even stepped foot on the carpet. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon and one of the richest men on the planet, with his wife, Lauren Sanchez Bezos, are this year's honorary chair and lead sponsors. New York City is not having it. The backlash started back in February, the moment they were announced, and tensions have only grown since. An activist group called Everyone Hates Elon launched a full-on boycott campaign. They started by taking posters and plastering them on subway cars, bus stops, and buildings all over the city. On Friday, they placed nearly 300 bottles of fake urine inside the Met, a direct reference to Amazon warehouse workers who've complained about being forced to skip bathroom breaks while on the clock. It's not only activists making noise. Some of the biggest names in Hollywood are apparently sitting this one out, too. Allegedly, Zendaya, who has owned the red carpet for years, is not attending, and neither is Meryl Streep. Even the city's newly elected mayor, Mamdani, said he's skipping the event entirely, saying he's focused on affordability, being one of the few mayors to not attend. The show is still going on, and we can expect to see a bunch of other A-list celebrities. Now it's time for a music break. Here's Backwards Directions by Abby Sage.
It's true, I got a dirty mouth to you. Think about the things I do when it's judgment hour and I never know. It's true, I got a dirty mouth to you. Think about the things I do when it's judgment hour.
Speaking of red carpets, great American composer, longtime San Francisco Symphony conductor, and New World Symphony co-founder Michael Tilson Thomas passed away on April 22nd in San Francisco. He was 81. A week later, Apple Music offered a magnum opus of Tilson's art and life with a 125-song composition album called Remembering Michael Tilson Thomas, totaling nearly 10 hours of listening. The dramatic score features frequent collaborations with Elvis Costello and the London Symphony Orchestra and many other amazing artists. I don't have much of a classical music background, but I had a few opportunities to see the maestro perform in San Francisco, and he was a beloved fixture around the city. One of my most memorable experiences at the symphony was the performance of deaf percussionist Dame Evelyn Glennie, who blew my mind and demonstrated for me for the first time in my life that we, the hearing impaired, can hear music by feeling it. If you've ever heard me pull into a parking space with my car windows throbbing, you know that I like music loud. I have been working through Tilson Thomas's Remembrance album incrementally. I recently got up to the 59th recording and then jumped straight to the end to see what last notes we were left with. It has been a spectacular meditation and remembrance of one of San Francisco's greatest artists. I wanted to offer a sample today, but I really think a durational album of 10 hours deserves to be recommended at full length. So, dear Terps, this is my recommendation for you today.
In a similar spirit, the Prince Estate released a new single by Prince titled With This Tear to mark the 10-year anniversary of the artist's death on April 21st. Prince passed away at age 57 in 2016 from fentanyl poisoning after taking prescription medications laced with the illicit drug. With This Tear is the first of several tracks we might expect from a previously unreleased album in Prince's vault this year. Prince wrote With This Tear for Celine Dion in 1992, and it is as lovely to hear from him today as ever. So, I have two questions for you. By way of explanation, I'll share that I have a lifelong auditory processing disorder, and I've just had hearing aids for the last few years. But I've always loved music with strong tempo, especially house music. How do you like to listen to music? Do you like to listen to it really loud and thunderous? Or do you listen to it quiet and contemplative? And are you like me? Do you like to be able to hear it on the back of your tongue?
Yeah, I feel like this definitely depends on my mood for me. If I'm in a good mood, I feel like I'm more, I guess, focusing on, like, the beat and the rhythm and like to hear it loud and, like, I like to feel it. But then when I'm maybe in more of a somber mood or it's raining outside or something like that, I really tend to, like, slower stuff and focus more on the lyrics. And maybe that's just because slower music, I feel like, is tended to be a lot more deep in a lot of ways, while like house music and stuff like that really is more for like the dancing and the party of it. So yeah, I like it both ways, and it really is just depending on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I agree with you both, but I think I like to listen to music especially high at all times, whether I'm sleeping, whether I'm like reading. Like, I just feel like it distracts me, but it also puts me in the mood of whatever I'm doing, so I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I've become obsessed with listening to music with beats since getting my hearing aids. I have them layered up, and I can hear everything that I could never hear before, and I just love it. So then my other question for you is, artificial intelligence has made it possible to recreate artistic performances from code to emulate an artist's sound or style, but it can never hold the same significance of unreleased works pulled from the archive. If you could have a surprise release from an artist who's passed on, who would it be?
Okay, this one is going to be because I literally just watched an episode of Drag Race that was about her, but I would love to hear something from Judy Garland. I've been, like, obsessed with, like, hearing, like, that kind of voice recently, and I know on TikTok and stuff, they'll do, like, if this pop song was, like, made in, like, this era, and I think it's really interesting to listen to those, so I think something like that would be really fun.
I'm going to say maybe Michael Jackson with the release of his new movie. I feel like on TikTok, all his songs have been coming up and I'm like really into it. I used to be not that interested in him, but after I watched like the play and I'm interested in looking in the movie, I'm excited. I would want to hear a new song from him.
I think we can imagine vault material from both of them showing up at some point, especially with the way AI is able to recover audio from certain types of recordings. So.
I definitely agree.
Well, now it's time for a music break. Here is With This Tear by the late, great Prince.
For you to talk to me like you.
Right, and now it is time for our Drop the Pop pop quiz.
Pop quiz!
So we've been talking a lot about the Met Gala today and the celebrity slash influencer who interviews most people on the red carpet for a while now has been Emma Chamberlain. So my question for you guys is, what big change did Emma recently make to her career? This was in the last week.
Oh my god, I used to be Emma Chamberlain's biggest fan, but I genuinely have no idea. You have to reveal it.
I'm in the total dark.
She, after many, many years, has officially ended her podcast. She's done.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Wow.
I was disappointed. So that is all we have for you this week and this semester. I'm Carrie, and I've been so, so happy to be your host on this show. And a really big shout out to Kira, who will be coming home from Italy soon. I will be back with her on the show next semester, but she will be your lovely host. She'll be back at it. And
yes, this is Kira. Thank you so much for a great semester. I plan on being back with Drop the Pop next year, so I can't wait.
Everyone have a great summer. This is Dior. I've loved it. I'll be back in the fall.
Thank you. I'm Anna.
And as always, thank you so much for listening. Tune in to WMUC News every Monday at 5 p.m. and Drop the Pop at 5:30 p.m. on 90.5 FM or visit WMUC-FM at WMUC. UMD.edu. We're leaving you with I Think I Left the Stove On by Hotel Ugly. Until then, this has been
Drop the Pop.
Whatever happens to you, don't trip, it's longer my home, trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment isn't looking too good. Then there's a lyric that in context stings. Immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
Now here you University of Phoenix feels built for real life, because it is. Some schools say flexible pacing. Here's what they whisper. To save money, you have to move fast and load up on courses. University of Phoenix keeps it simple. You take one course at a time. With fixed and affordable tuition. No matter how fast you go. Because real life comes first. Explore our built for real life model at phoenix.edu.